Now, earlier this week, the federal government announced that it had set up an independent medical review panel to oversee the transfer of asylum seekers detained offshore of Australia. It sounds like a really good plan, but as with basically anything that has anything to do with our government, it wasn't quite as smooth sailing as potentially we would like. To give us a little bit more of an insight with some of the latest developments, we are joined this morning by Freya Dinshaw. She's a senior lawyer from the Human Rights Law Centre. Freya, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This does look like a really positive development on paper. Why are rights groups so opposed to it at the moment?
So, of course, we welcome the fact that Scott Morrison has finally, after over 5 years, recognised that there's a huge medical and humanitarian crisis happening in offshore detention centres in Manus Island and Nauru. And so in relation to that aspect, it's welcome that something seems to be being done. However, unfortunately, when you look at the details of what's been presented, it's not really a serious alternative, and it's basically window dressing on the current system, which we all know is horribly inadequate. And has led to a number of deaths on the island. So that's why it's been heavily opposed by everyone who's looked at it carefully.
And so how would this the government's panel actually work if it does go ahead?
So what they've said is that the panel would be appointed by the minister, and it's not clear that it would be a purely independent panel for that reason. What would happen is that the minister would review requests for transfer, and then if they were refused, they would be escalated to that panel. But then even if the panel said this person urgently needs medical treatment, they need to come to Australia, there's no compulsion for the minister to take that into account. So really it's a bit of a fig leaf process, which isn't enforceable. There's not a lot of transparency around it, and we don't think it would save any lives whatsoever.
And so there is actually an independent bill that is currently before Parliament. Could you tell us how this government bill is different?
Sure. So at the moment, there's a real lack of oversight. There's heavy layers of bureaucracy. There's delays and there's obstruction. And it's a very difficult process for people to be medically evacuated who really need the care that they can only get in Australia. What the current bill is before, which will be before the Parliament next week, is really a compromised position, but it's a little bit more complicated than what we've seen in some of the papers. So how it would work is to start things off, two independent doctors from Australia would need to recommend that a person in offshore detention requires medical or psychiatric treatment here in Australia and that they're not getting that treatment that they need offshore, and it's necessary for them to come to Australia in order to receive the treatment they need. After that happens, the minister can refuse a transfer if it's not necessary to bring that person to Australia for the medical treatment, or if there's if it's prejudicial to national security. If the minister does refuse it on medical grounds, it's then escalated to a sort of similar independent health advice panel. But that advice panel would be independent. It would include the Chief Medical Officer of the Commonwealth, some other Chief Medical Officers, as well as a number of nominated experts by all the Australian peak medical bodies. They'd have 24 hours to assess the person and make a recommendation to the minister about whether or not they need to be transferred. And then in that case, the minister can only refuse to bring the person to Australia on national security grounds. So the minister still has ultimate say, but what this bill means is that doctor's orders would be followed at the end of the day, and they'd be followed within a timely process. So the whole process would take 72 hours from when the request is made for transfer to when the minister makes his ultimate decision.
And that's quite a quick turnaround, particularly compared to what we've got at the moment.
Yes, which is why this bill is such crucial life-saving legislation, because when someone is sick and needs to go to hospital and needs to be evacuated in order to do it, things have to move quickly. And as lawyers, we've been in the courts asking for orders to ensure that people are evacuated as soon as possible, because it's just impossible with the level of bureaucracy at the moment to make sure that people are being treated in the timely fashion that they need in order to save their life, essentially.
And with this government panel proposal, I know that there has been quite a bit of criticism towards the government, saying that they're only putting this move forward as an attempt to basically head off a delay that they're looking likely to, a defeat that they're looking likely to suffer when Parliament resumes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it is an interesting moment politically, and of course we'll see what happens when Parliament resumes next week and how they deal with this vote. But it looks like the vote is going to be going ahead, and we know that if this bill hadn't been filibustered for hours on end in the Senate last year, it would have passed in the lower house. So all eyes, I guess, on the Parliament next week when it resumes, and we do hope that it does pass.
Freya, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Freya Dinshaw. She's a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, speaking to us this morning about the newest proposal that the federal government has announced, setting up an independent medical review panel.